Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. Here's Dr. Lee.
Hi, welcome to the show. We have a very interesting show today. My next guest, Dana James, is a nutritional therapist. She has a master's in clinical nutrition, and she is going to talk about five foods that actually can enhance your natural sun protection. So welcome, Ms. James. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Dr. Lee, for asking me on the show.
So this is interesting. Let's run down the list of these foods and talk a little bit about it. And what is interesting to me when I look at this, it's really all about, it seems like it's all about the color. You know, we talk about the color of fruits and vegetables, and that's because there really are chemicals that create the color that are healthy for us. Right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So what we want to think about is the plant-based foods, because they provide that natural protection. So if you think about plants, they don't slap on sunscreen. So instead, they create these polyphenols and flavonoids and antioxidants, which provide them with that natural protection from the sun. And so when we ingest those, we also get the added benefit of that. Now, where the research has been done has really been on foods that contain those red pigments, and in particular, the lycopene. And so there was a study that was done several years ago on tomatoes, and it was done in Britain, and they showed that when you consumed the equivalent of about a cup of tomatoes, then that would enhance your SPF by about 50%, so that you could actually decrease that UV damage if you consumed those tomatoes on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Now, with all types of studies, they're just looking at one particular point, and that's the tomatoes. So from my viewpoint as a nutritionist, it's, well, let's take that research that it's from the lycopene and also have a look at what other foods contain the lycopene and other types of antioxidants that would protect the skin from UV damage. And then when you consume those, it's also going to provide you with that enhanced protection.
Yeah, and it's, so when you talk about this enhanced protection, is it the it's really the antioxidants in it that are kind of repairing the skin from the UV damage per se? Is that pretty much how these lycopenes and phytochemicals are working?
So that would be one of them. The other side is not just the repair, but also the protective mechanisms. Mm. So that when you are exposed to that UV, those UV rays, you've got like a barrier because you have more antioxidants in the body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are the five fruits or vegetables? Well, actually, when I look at the list, one's not either a fruit or vegetable. What are the five foods?
So tomatoes are the first one. And with those tomatoes, the way that you want to be eating them is with a little bit of olive oil, because olive oil helps the absorption of the lycopene because it's a fat-soluble nutrient. Mm-hmm. So that's
now,
a great one.
Is it cooked? Do they have to be raw tomatoes, or can you cook them?
You can cook them. So when you cook the tomatoes, then you intensify that lycopene. So that's the way for you to have it. But you'll still get that with the raw tomatoes. And when we're going into summer, most of us aren't going to be eating cooked tomatoes. We're going to be eating more raw tomatoes in a salad.
Right. But tomato sauce, I guess if you made your own sauce, it would be better than buying, say, jarred sauce. But by having the sauce, actually, too, and it enhances it. Is that what you're saying? It concentrates it.
It'd be a very small amount, and you'd want to be thinking about the high fructose corn syrup that's
right
in most of the sources. And so my assumption here would be that you would lose that benefit because of that, because we know that sugar accelerates the aging process.
Right, right. So but if you were making your own tomato sauce and boiling down the tomatoes,
perfect,
that might be a good way.
Yes. Absolutely wonderful.
You mentioned heirloom tomatoes. Those are really better than your run-of-the-mill tomatoes?
Yes, they are.
Why is that?
So the heirloom tomatoes, they contain more of those antioxidants and phytonutrients. So if you think about a tomato that's been vine ripened, and here in New York we get them from Florida, versus mm-hmm. an heirloom tomato or one that you've picked from your garden. Very different in taste and the density of those nutrients.
Okay. Next on the list, pomegranate seeds.
Pomegranate seeds, and these are fantastic. And so not only do these polyphenols that protect the skin from UVA and B free radicals, but what they can do is they also inhibit pigmentation. And here, you just want to be snacking on about a cup of those pomegranate seeds. And similar to what we were discussing with tomato sauce before, I'm not really advising somebody to go out and drink a whole lot of pomegranate juice, the sugar mm-hmm. in it.
Right. And it's interesting. And first of all, they make it very easy now. You know, I hated opening the pomegranates and everything, but you can buy at a lot of stores. For instance, even Trader Joe's will have pomegranate seeds already deseeded. You can throw them on anything you want. Makes it really easy for people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I've never opened a pomegranate in my life. Go for what's simple. No, another one that's really beautiful with us going into summer is watermelon. So all we need is about 3 cups of watermelon for the UV effectiveness to come in. And that one there, you can absolutely have that in a juice because most of the watermelon there is water. So enjoy that one.
Okay.
Another one is bell peppers. And they contain a different type of antioxidant called capsaicin. And that decreases the inflammation from the sun exposure. And same type of thing, just toss some red bell peppers into a salad.
Mm-hmm. And these are not necessarily the hot peppers, which have that capsaicin. These are all peppers have it. Maybe it's a little more concentrated in hot peppers, but.
Correct. That's right.
Okay. So that's great. And the last one you talked about was wild salmon. It has to be wild. You can see the difference in color of the two salmon. So is that part of it?
That's part of it, but also the wild salmon has a richer component of those omega-3s versus the farm salmon. And so this mechanism here is slightly different to the plant-based reaction that we were discussing. Here, the omega-3s decrease the inflammation from the UVB rays, but they also inhibit an enzyme that causes the formation of those wrinkles. So slightly different mechanism there, but still advantageous for the skin.
Right. And people think, okay, it preventing, and with the caveat of this, you are still recommending that people go out and use sunscreen if they're going to be at the beach, right? It's not just bringing salmon to the beach and you're set, correct?
Right. Absolutely. You want to be doing that. So I will, if I have time, I'd share a story where I was at the beach, I was away in Mexico, and I thought I put sunscreen on my face. And I came back and I'd been out walking for hours and hours. I was like, why is my face really red and tight? And then I looked down at the supposed sunscreen and I'd put moisturizer on my face as opposed to sunscreen. I'm like, oh no. And right. So then the next morning I woke up completely gone.
Really? You had a lot of salmon that night.
Well, it's just more that I consistently eat this way. So it's not just that night, but I consistently eat a plant-based diet or I've got a sufficient omega-3s in my diet.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So besides bringing your sunscreen, make sure you eat all your fruits and vegetables while you're on your beach vacation, because it's important. And I think people should realize too that it isn't just the burning that we worry about. A suntan is a little bit of damaged skin, and that's what leads to dreaded wrinkles. So in my book, a suntan is just as bad as a burn, especially if you're going to end up with wrinkles. So I want to thank my guest. It's been fascinating. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where feeling good starts with looking good. Stay tuned into your health.